The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of FMR.
This is FMR.
It's 12 noon. It's Fine Music Radio, and you're listening to Cape Diary, Kaapse Dagboek. And I'm your host today. I'm Philip Todras. And with me online, keeping me online, is Mazu. And thanks to Lynette for a fabulous program. We'll be talking to Mark Hayes at the Drama Factory about an intimate musical experience. Then we talk to the CEO of Artscape, Marlene LaRue, announcing their 2026 program. And we'll be speaking also to Simon Hurriden to tell us what's happening right now at Artscape. Then I've got a very special guest, Dan Stahlberg. It's all about Windworks, the Durbanville High School and Belleville High School, and everything's happening over there. But the important thing is that we have this fabulous soprano with us today and tell us what she's been up to. Then from Gugulethu to the Metropolitan Opera, New York London's farewell concert. And we'll be speaking to Lewis Rapkin, or Nwaba Mose, I'm not sure which one, will be talking to us, but lots to talk about today. So let's start off by first talking music.
FMR.
Well, proudly South African, I think he is too. We're going to be speaking to Mark Hayes about an intimate musical experience. Mark, welcome to Fine Music Radio. So, hi. Tell us about your rock and roll soul powerhouse that you're going to be doing. Tell us more. Tell us about yourself to begin with.
I've been doing quite a few shows now, especially over the as we start running into the summer. And there's not much to do out in the southern sub in Somerset West. So I know there's a great venue out there called the Drama Factory. So I thought I'd bring it out there. I know the stage is a bit smaller, so I've got a specialised show that I'd like to bring out there, more of an intimate show, which is a solo event where I'll be doing things like guitar looping and playing two additional tracking that I made in studio. Quite a spectacle.
So tell us more about what you have in mind as far as, you know, a more intimate space, and what does it do for you in terms of the kinds of music you want to, you know, want to be performing?
I'm known as a rock artist in terms of the genre that I'm into. But I like all sorts of genres essentially. And I'm a studied musician, so I've got my master's in that. But I think in terms of what comes out of me, it primarily sounds like it comes from the rock end. What I tend to do in this particular show is it's a lot more interactive. So I'll take examples from various different styles, whether it be classical, whether it be in the hip-hop genre, R&B, mix it up with a bit of classic and that sort of thing, and then put it forward, especially with the loop station. I get to generate ideas from scratch, so I make it up as I go. And I've got a drum machine with me and a vocal pedal, so I can add harmonies and effects. So you start the song from nothing and turn it into a full orchestration.
Wow, it's amazing what one can do in this day and age. So you're not only a singer-songwriter, but you're a technician of note.
I'm a what, sorry?
A technician, putting it all together in this wonderful way.
I don't know. No one's ever called me a technician before. Thank you for that.
A musical technician, or how do I put it? Inventive and amazing.
My wife would heavily disagree with my handyman skills here.
Okay, but not when it comes to music. I'm sure you don't have any arguments about that. But now, some of the music we might anticipate. Just give us a taste of some of the things. I promise I won't ask you to sing, but... You can if you want to, but tell us roughly the sort of things that we're going to be hearing.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Some of the things that you have on the program.
Oh, some of the songs. I'll be doing a mixture of my original stuff. I've got a new single that's just come out now called Walked On By, which I will be performing as well. And then a couple of things from, like, the whole point of the show is more of a storyteller sort of event. So
lovely.
I kind of go through a little bit about why I wrote the songs, when it came out, why it means anything, and I'll do slightly different versions of those. So those are the fans who know my material will hear them in a bit of a different light. And then I'll play a couple of covers as well. Also alternate versions of these covers. The looping show The reason it came about was because I was at a function. It was right after COVID, so we weren't really allowed to perform in front of more than 50 people per time, if everyone can cast their minds back to that. I started playing. Someone had requested that I play a song called Kryptonite from a band called Three Doors Down, to which I said, yeah, absolutely, I've been playing that song for years. But I think in the state I was in, I somehow been listening to a lot of Santana, a lot of Latin music the night before. And when I began the song in the looper, I began it in that fashion. And it came, you know, and by that point, you really can't stop the show at that point, so you can't go and delete what you've created. You have to roll with the creations as you start to loop on top of one another. And this alternate version of Kryptonite came along, and it worked. And I thought to myself, like, wouldn't it be cool if I just took some of my favorite songs and, you know, tried it a different way? Maybe do a swing version of Imagine from John Lennon and that sort of thing. So that's kind of where the show tends to lead to without it giving too much away.
Well, a little bit of a tease. I gather you do things with rock icons like the Queen and Beatles, Lenny Kravitz, as he mentioned about you. So are we going to go along that track as well?
I will, yeah. No, obviously, you've got to, I mean, that's what I do, right? I can't let the crowd down. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure it starts off nice and big, it gets kind of intimate in the center, and then we'll end off with a bang as well. If you are inclined to stand up and dance and that sort of thing, you're welcome to do it at the show.
All to be encouraged. And can we sing along as well?
Totally, absolutely. Yeah, I like to get the audience involved as much as possible.
Very good. I also see that you also are very kind and enjoy an off-stage presence as well after the show.
I'm told that a lot. I'm glad to hear that that people seem to agree with that. Look, I come from a generation where, you know, the internet wasn't around. You couldn't just see people on Instagram or Facebook or things like that. So we used to, I don't know if you remember, we used to write letters to some of our favorite heroes and actors and musicians and that sort of thing. And I just thought to myself, I'd never really got a response, never ever. But I think ever since I began this business, this career, I try to do as much as I can just to kind of hang with the people that that support me, just get a bit of an ear to the ground and just, you know, give them a bit of time a day. If they spend time buying the tickets, they spend time coming to the show. It doesn't hurt to spend a few more minutes afterwards just taking some photos and smiling for a few things, you know.
Talk about buying tickets. I think we should tell people how to do it and when it's happening. It's happening this Friday, the 21st, I see.
That's correct. Yeah, Friday the 21st of November, it's going to be at the Drama Factory, which is just between Somerset West and Strand and Gordon's Bay. And you can get the tickets directly off their website, the Drama Factory, ZZA.
Just slowly. I didn't have my pen ready. The email address was? Website?
Off their website, the Drama Factory. Or they can go directly to Facebook, to my Facebook page, Mark Hayes. And jump on my events page. All the links will be on the event for the show. In fact, it's on my landing page.
Very good indeed. But I'm just going to get that again. And the price of the tickets I see are 230 rand.
Correct. Yes. Okay. There's also a lower price for pensioners and group bookings as well.
I like that. So if I'm old enough or I bring enough along people, I get a concession of 200 rand instead of 230. Like that. And I'm just going to repeat that again. It's the Drama Factory, www.thedramafactory.co.za. And correct. You can find out all about that. And also you can go to Mark Hayes' Facebook page and find out more. So, Mark, let's look forward to a great concert, an intimate musical experience, you called it. And hope to speak to you again soon about what you're up to and what you're doing. That was Mark Hayes on Fine Music Radio, Kap Tadakwa Cape Diary. And we look forward to what's going to be happening this Friday.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
FMR.
Hello. I have a very special guest here at Fine Music Radio, also known as Marlene LaRue, CEO of Artscape. But Art, I want you, you know, just to put you in your place.
Yes, but if you need
to. Fine Music Radio is the only classic jazz radio station in Africa.
Yes.
And we're the only, you are the only theatre centre in the world that has its own radio station on board. So, wow, we are an impressive bunch. Marlene, as ever, it's very, very special having you. And you're going to be telling us all about this 50th celebration and what's happening next year, 2026.
Yes.
So tell us?
Yes.
Promise not to interfere now.
No. I want to say to you, Philip, it is also a government institution. I want to make it very clear. And that's why we need to serve the people. and serve the people properly, what they want to hear, what they want to come and listen. So it's also about our stages. It's also about the building. But the building Artscape had a journey, and a journey from embracing all cultures, all people. It started out in a dark period. It's now into the enlightened period.
A democratic era.
And I want to say it's an ongoing journey. And next year, 2026, will be our 55 years of establishment of this building. So we're going to look at the building in itself and how Artscape has, from the 1971, have also made changes to the building. So if you come into the building and you are a person with disabilities, we made it accessible for people to come into the building with your wheelchair or with your stick when you're blind. And we cater for the deaf, all because disabilities are not just a homogeneous group. So for us is to celebrate, but also to engage once again with our audiences to say, what can we do more in the year of 55 years, 2026.
Wow. Now, yes, having said all of that and just about what you're doing to make us all welcome, which is really what it's all about, what can we look forward to? And you can't tell us everything, because I'm coming on Wednesday to hear the official launch. Is there a little, few little secrets about what to anticipate?
I think, first of all, it's our festive season that we want to say you must come, because we're bringing back cats after so many years. And one of the things that Alistair Isabel has put on our lap is to look at Christmas in Gooks with Fancy Kalada. You must come and see and experience it. So it will, it's just a musical extravaganza with a difference. And then we say to ourselves, we look at everyone, everybody's culture, but it's about music in action as well. And we're starting in January 2026, encore, Pratiba. Yes, Pratiba was here. She's coming back. And one of the things that we would like to stress to the audiences that is listening is District 6 from Hanover Street, 10 to the 26th of February. Lukman Adams, Alistair Isabel, Jody Abrams and Emo Adams reunite with Theatre Dad, yes Dad, David Kramer, for From Hanover Street, commemorating 60 years. So it's all this 55 years, it's 60 years. So Artscape has a packed program back to back, and obviously it's our set works. We cater for our youth, we cater for our learners. And I was so happy to learn that when the youngsters said that Shakespeare's was not so difficult, because they all came to see at Artscape a Shakespearean experience of a drama yet asking. So the set works is for us of utmost importance. Then also we have the youth classical music festival. They also turning this competition, which is a festival, is also turning 55 years. So when this building started, they started with the classical for youth festival. And that is why it is so important to say here to the listeners is that why Artscape is still a building of note. It's a building of note because we look at what do we retain, how do we augment, how do we venture into our communities. Our associated companies is not just in our buildings. We have Rainbow Arts Works, which is based in Delft. We have the Cultural Collective that is all over the Cape Flats. We going to have the first resource center, all the way that is coming to produce this wonderful production. So what we're saying here to the listeners is that when you come to Artscape, there is for everyone and for everybody somebody, something to come and listen to experience to, or a story that you've never heard of to experience. So as our country is going into our searching and looking at our way of our South African identity in our diversity, this is the place to be, to come and meet somebody from a different language group, from a different background group, from a different way of living. But at the end, we talk, because what unites us is that particular experience. When you sit in the auditorium, you experience the oneness of what you experience on stage.
Now, can you take this message to government, to our Minister of Arts and Culture? How do you get that across, that coming together in a theatre is the most extraordinary way of unification, of understanding, of discovery, and all the things that go with it? And how do you personally, Marlene Leroux, take that message? Because no one is able to say no to you.
Oh, no, they do say no to me, but I don't let closed doors be closed doors. I open it in a way with a team of effect. So what I want to say is that in this building, we're looking at teams. We're looking at how can we contribute to resilience? How can we contribute to a society that understand each other? And at the end, the arts, it is a force for change. The arts is the journey that you can never be the same when you experience a story, a dance, or just to come and relax in a building of 55 years in 2026.
Well, I can assure you that Fine Music Radio, as part of who you are and what you project, is absolutely behind you. So we'd love to do it together. We're here. We'd like to spread your message. And I'm looking forward to even more details when you officially launch this. I think that's on Wednesday evening.
Oh, yes. And it's packed. We're done for 2026. We're done for 2027. There we go.
Okay. That was Marlene Leroux, the inimitable Marlene Leroux of Artscape, the CEO of Artscape. And we look forward to 2026 with huge anticipation.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
Well, we certainly don't look back here on Fine Music Radio. This is Philip Todras, Fine Music Radio, Kapsa Dachburg, Cape Diary. And we've just heard from Marlene Leroux what's going to be happening in the future. But I have with me the communications fundi at Artscape right with me here. That's Simone. And Simone, you're going to tell us what's happening right now. What can we anticipate?
Absolutely.
In the centre of the cultural universe,
yes,
also known as Artscape.
Good afternoon to all the listeners, and always great to be on Fine Music Radio. We definitely do not look back. We look forward to all the productions that's happening at Artscape this week. So I don't know which one of my favourites they all are, but I'm specifically looking forward to Boogie, to go and boogie and in the Opera House. You know, sort of often that we get a chance to go boogie in the Opera House and dance on the seats. Okay, not on the seats, but at least in the aisle. To the disco ballads of the 60s and 70s and 80s and early 90s, the Motown, the Souls. That's going to be on for the rest of the week while opening up on Wednesday. And then we've got the continuation of the New Voices program. So the New Voices program gives voices to those untold stories. We normally send out calls for applications around about May month, May, June. And then it gets selected, and the about four productions are selected for stage readings. And then the final one is selected to be showcased. And the production that's going to be showcased is Funny Valaf.
Repeat that, Funny.
Fundi Valaf. Oh,
Fundi Valaf.
I'm saying
like funny.
I'm saying it like, you know, in Afrikaans, you know, Funny Valaf. Fundi Valaf. And it deals with two gay lovers who find solace in Lovers Lane in Stellenbosch. I knew about the one in Wynberg, but I'm great to hear that there's one in Stellenbosch as well. They find solace in Lovers Lane with each other as they face the trials and tribulations of their what the society sees as not a conventional love affair story. And then we also have for the closing out the week is The Echoes of the Cape Doctor, and that is a tribute to the late Robbie Jansen. I had no idea that Robbie Jansen's Monica was also called the Cape Doctor. So it's probably because of his prowess with the instruments and I think it probably came because he absolutely blows you away like the Southeaster.
Well, so, fortunately the Southeaster has backed off a bit today.
Absolutely.
So that's fabulous.
So be prepared to be blown away by the legacy of the Cape Jazz icon Robbie Jansen on Friday evening. So that's what's happening this week. And then also Marlene, our CEO, spoke about next year's productions, but we will also be having the launch on Wednesday evening of the 2026 productions. So look out on our website and social media for for a host of 2026 productions.
Well, we've just been speaking to the communications lady from Artscape at Simon Haradin, said must be Monday, and you must be listening to Fine Music Radio to tell you what's happening in and around the universe. It's Kaap se Dagboek, and I remain your host today, and I'm Philip Todras. So let's have some more music.
FMR.
Zahn. Kathy Tagg, I'm busy looking at my notes and not thinking, looking at the person. Zahn Salberg. Kathy said, both of ladies I know well.
Yes.
And the title was Oblivion.
That's right.
Now, Zahn.
Philip.
Tell me why you are here other than to seduce us.
I will speak in hushed tones and tell you about a wonderful new concert. It's a Christmas concert that we are launching in the northern suburbs. And the idea is to make this a tradition because there are so many wonderful Christmas concerts and sing-along concerts, carols concerts all over Cape Town, but not really in the northern suburbs. So this, we hope, will become a tradition, and it's for the community in the northern suburbs, but also anyone in the southern suburbs who want to come through and listen to us.
You mean we go beyond the Boerewors belt?
You can do it, Philip. You can do it.
Well, with an invitation like that, who wouldn't? Okay. So tell us what you've got together to make this all happen, make it really worthwhile trekking out there.
Oh, it's going to be very special.
But actually, it is a community-based thing. So I think yes. You also want to get that community together.
Yes, absolutely.
And the schools you're working with. So tell us about what you've been doing. I'm sure it didn't happen yesterday.
No. We've been planning this for quite a while. And to put everything together is quite a big task. So we've got the wind band of High School Durbanville and High School Belleville, also the school choirs of High School Durbanville and Belleville, and all these wind bands and choirs are very good choirs and bands. And then, of course, the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble, who are just exceptional.
Now, tell us about them separately. Are they part of the school, or is the matter of putting them together? Tell us a bit about.
Well, they actually, the Windworks Symphonic Ensemble, the conductor, Rian van Wyk, and the conductor of the Durbanville High School Band, Surieta Troon, they are a couple, not only in music, but also in love. So it's a beautiful combination.
Now, are they playing separately, or have you done work where they actually all come together, or how does it?
So I've done work with the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble, and because of the connection between Rian and Surieta, and they also sort of use players, very good players from these different bands, to play with the Windworks Ensemble. And then, of course, Pamela Kerman is also involved. She also conducts them. And then we have all these beautiful Christmas works that we are performing, but also Christmas carols that the audience can sing along. So I think the variety of the program also is very beautiful. We've got sort of serious.
Well, tell us a bit about the program.
Okay. Yes. So I will be singing O Holy Night. Of course, it's Christmas. And Jerusalem. And then there's a beautiful one Afrikaans song. It's called Kaiku Glinster Die Maan by Lorika Rauch. And it's this beautiful tale of a South African Christmas and Father Christmas walking across the Millie Land with his streep sak with the gifts. It's so charming. So I'll be singing that. And then we're also doing a beautiful, it's a sort of a reworking of the Charles Dickens tale of Ebenezer Scrooge with orchestra. So there's that story that's being told. And then Tikona Lokota, he's this amazing, stellar tuba player. He's going to be playing a very showy tuba solo. Yeah, he's a real showman. So just for that alone, yeah.
So, and yourself, where are you at the moment and what are you up to?
Oh,
so
Philip,
we can actually hear your voice.
Well, I've just come from Egypt. I had the great privilege to perform at the Grand Pyramids with Ben Schoeman and members of the Cairo Philharmonic Orchestra. And
it was just one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
Well, I can't really talk because my mouth's open, dropped. Tell us more, because it's also the opening of that new museum.
Yes.
Was it associated with that, or being
in Egypt? I mean, it was just after the opening of the museum, and this concert was an outdoor concert, so they built the stage right in between the two pyramids. And what was amazing to me is we went the previous day as part of a tourist group, and all these thousands of people and all the sound and the sort of noise, you know. And then the next evening with this concert, just the pyramids and the light and the silence and then the music. It was absolutely magical.
And the voice of Zahn.
Oh.
and what did you choose to sing? Something from Aida, perhaps?
It was a whole operatic program, and then I ended with a couple of golden age musicals like If I Loved You and I Could Have Danced All Night, and it was just such a joy. Wonderful.
Well, I think that's going to be a hard part of your career to ever.
Yeah.
how'd you bear than that? Mind you, being in Cape Town, lots of things that you can do.
Yes, I can go have a concert at Table Mountain.
I like that.
Yes, let's do that.
On the top of.
On the top of, yes.
Well, they have had those programs where they use the road in front.
That's
and
right.
It hasn't happened for a while. It used to be quite a big a traditional thing that you did.
That's
I wonder what happened to that one.
Okay, so let's put that out there.
Anybody listening? Zahn is volunteering. Zahn, and were you on your own when you sang in Egypt, or you mentioned?
Well, yeah, I performed with Ben Schumann, performed with me, and then also members of the Cairo Philharmonic Orchestra.
Well, as I say, that's going to be a hard act to follow.
Oh, my goodness.
But we are looking forward to you coming up, and maybe when you hear about what's happening at Artscape, who knows? Anyway, it's always a pleasure having you on Fine Music Radio.
Thank you, Philip.
And that's why we're here, because we want to tell people on Kapstadt, Cape Diary, what's happening out there. And I think we live in an extraordinary city.
Yes, we really do. Yeah.
And here we are, as we call Artscape, the center of the cultural universe.
Yeah.
And let's keep on doing wonderful things in Cape Town.
You know, I must tell you, I know I have to stop talking now, but coming back from Egypt.
Never stop if you've got something to tell us.
Coming back from Egypt and driving into town today from Durbanville and looking at the mountain, I just thought, there's no place like home.
I think that's a very good note to end on. Yes. There's no place like home, because we have Zahn Zahnburg with us. But just to repeat, the Christmas fanfare is on the 22nd November at 6:30. It's at the Durbanville High School Auditorium. How do we book?
At Quicket.
Easy as that.
And the tickets are so affordable. Because it's a community concert, the tickets are 100 rand each and 50 rand for pensioners and scholars.
There you go. So, can't beat that. Zahn, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
And get
Hello.
There on the 22nd of November.
Yay.
At the Durbanville High School Auditorium. But I've got Mr. African Song right in front of me. I have with me Lonwabo Mose, and he is a 25-year-old bass baritone. And I'm very proud to say that I actually saw him in Cape Town Opera's Il Barbero di Siviglia. Mind you, we also better mention Aida, Lucia de Lammermoor, Tosca, and more. Now, Cape Town Opera to the Metropolitan.
Yes.
Where do we begin, Lonwabo? Because I think this is an amazing story you have to tell, and you're giving us an amazing opportunity of hearing you before you leave. So, let's start with you, Lonwabo.
Yes. Okay, yes. Hello. My name is Lonwabo Mose, 25-year-old from Gugulethu, but original from Tala in the Eastern Cape. So I started singing at a very young age, 4 years. Sang in primary school, church, high school. Then after high school, I went to audition to this opera company called SA Opportunity, South Africa Opportunity. Then from there, that's when I sang my first professional role of Maestro Spinolocho in Giannis Kiki. Yes. From there, I got a scholarship to go and attend a summer school in Italy, Saluzzo Opera Academy. Then after that, I came back and I auditioned for Cape Town Opera 2023. That's when I got to do my first role at Cape Town Opera, which is Angelotti in Tosca.
Fabulous. And I see your most recent participation is at the Hans Gabo Belvedere International Singing Competition.
Yes. That was in June.
And you were one of the 10 finalists.
Yes.
Wow.
I was one of the finalists. That's where I got my engagement for the Metropolitan Opera House Young Artist.
Is that very much like they had when they did the opera? Oh, what was it? Whose opera? When we did that, there's the staging here in Cape Town of the competition.
Yes, 2016, yes.
Yes, and you had that set of judges of all these famous companies.
Yes.
They came, oh,
yes.
is that where that invitation came from?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where it came from, yes.
So tell us what it is that is taking you there, and even, let's get into practicalities as well. Living in America, I see some of the equipment you've already been asked to bring with you is not exactly inexpensive. So tell us a little bit about how you're going to try and engineer that move across to America.
Okay, so I was there in August for an audition. So then I got the job.
And what role would you be?
I'll be in the Young Artist Program, the Lindemann Young Artist Program. Yes, the studio at the Met. So I think with donations, and I have a concert. Unfortunately, that my concert is almost sold out. There's a space of one or two more people now.
I might have to squeeze in through the side door.
But yes, people that want to make donations, they can speak to Louis Rapkin. His email is louis.rapkin@gmail.com.
And again, just repeat that slowly because someone didn't have the pen out.
Okay.
It's
Louis.
Rapkin@gmail.com. And she is helping in terms of funding.
Yes, he's a man.
Otherwise, I got it right.
Yes.
Louis Rapkin. Living in New York is not an inexpensive
thing.
And you said you've been there, so you know for yourself.
Yes.
And when it comes to accommodation, do they provide anything or do you have to also find space?
You'll have to find your own space, yes.
And also in terms of equipment that you need to take with you, I gather that's also something that...
So I have a friend that is already that side. He suggested that I just buy some furniture there. You know, because there are second hands that are proper second hands there. So rather than having to take things, sure. I can just buy them the second ones, that side. That will be easy for transport as well.
Yeah. And what do you have in mind? I mean, where do you see yourself going? What do you think about in terms of your career?
I think that I'm going to grow more than I have now. I think I'm going to get more exposed. And I'm going to get more roles from the big opera houses because from the Met, I guess any opera house will want to take me when I'm done with the Metropolitan Opera House. Well, so from there, I hope that my wings get open even more, my opportunities, you know.
I am sure you will because a person of your talent and your proven talent will certainly be taking us in different directions and all of that. But, you know, what's amazing is that one is in Cape Town and yet one is exposed to these incredible opportunities in terms of training, in terms of the people who are very dedicated to you. I mean, I just think about the Barber of Seville. You've got this incredible lady, Sylvain Strike, not objective. I think she's amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Taking a different approach and different attitudes, you responding to that kind of thing. I think it's just amazing that
Cape
Town is what it is.
Yes, it is amazing. Cape Town is beautiful, and I'm super grateful to be part of Cape Town Opera. I appreciate them for all this experience that I got from them, and I'm happy to be part of Cape Town Opera. I'll still come back and work for Cape Town Opera.
Now we're recording this, but actually, I must tell you, I think the most amazing.
Yes, I'm going to come back and do some roles home.
No, it is amazing that the people have been coming back, whether it's Pretty Yendi or anybody else, they have come back and they've contributed to young people, to the rising stars, and being there and being supportive. So I think that is really very, very special as well.
Oh, yes.
And what is the role that you are really looking forward to doing as a bass baritone?
Oh, so it's King Philip in Opera Don Carlo by Verdi.
Okay. Is anybody out there listening?
That's one of my favorite operas. Don Carlo by Verdi, yes.
Okay. So is that what you sing in the bathtub or under the shower?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Guys, I really want to be practical. I'm going to just mention that the Sunday concert, which is the Sunday the 23rd.
Yes.
It's this Sunday or no?
This Sunday.
Wow, it's happening very faster than I thought. It's this Sunday. It's actually at 3:30. It's a farewell concert. It's at
Lanier where? Village.
Oh, you are the person who's going to tell
yes,
us all
in
of this.
Vredehoek.
Okay, and if you want to just check out if it's still if tickets are still available, there's. Let me see, Nawabi, your surname. How do we get tickets if we can? Okay, I think we'll just use. Lewis Rapkin's email address.
Yes.
It's lewis.rapkin@gmail.com. And his WhatsApp is 082-860-0402. That's 082-860-0402 to find out if there are any tickets left. And do get to Lamia Village then, which is in Derry Street, Vredehoek. And you'd be very, very privileged to hear this young man who's going to take us places and and just wishing you all the very, very best.
Thank you.
You've been
so
speaking to Nwamba Moze and bass baritone. Fly out there and do wonderful things. And remember, we spoke to you on Fine Music Radio.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You can add
so
that to your
CV. Thank you so much for having me, yes.
All the best. Fly well and come back safely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
The time is for us at the moment because it's time to start saying goodbye. But let me just remind you who we had on today on Fine Music Radio's Kap Zedagboek Cape Diary. And but guys, if you want us to tell about what you're up to, please send a note, a media release to diary@fmr.co.za, and we'd probably love to have you aboard and tell what's happening out there. So we started off by speaking to Mark Hayes, who's going to be performing at the Drama Factory this Friday, the 21st November. We also then spoke to Marlene LaRue about what's happening right here at Artscape, and we were talking about 2026, and wow, it sounds like it's going to be one kind of a year. And then we spoke to Simon Herodin, the communications lady here at Artscape, about what's happening this coming week for wonderful things happening. Then there was Zahn Stahlberg telling us about the outreach they're doing, a community Christmas fanfare, which involves the Durbanville High School and Belleville High School and Windworks. And together they're putting on a show at the Durbanville High School Auditorium, also happening this weekend, the 22nd November at 6:30. Then, from Cucoletto to the Metropolitan Opera, New York, Nwabo Moze telling us he, the best baritone, and we really, really wish him lots of luck, and we do hope people out there were listening that this man does need some financial support. There might be a couple of tickets left over for his performance on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. at Lamenia Village, Derry Street, Vredehoek, and the person to contact there is lewis.rapkin@gmail.com. Folks, we really need to support all these people because that's what's going to make the world go round. So, as always, it's been very special. Me, Philip Todras, is your host, signing off. And up these broadcasts, there's a podcast always available. So if you missed out on me, you can always go and check out what's happening on the podcast on Fine Music Radio. And thanks to Mizzou next to me for keeping us on air. And thanks to Lynette for the wonderful program. As always, it's Philip Todras saying cheerio from Fine Music Radio, Kap's Diary. Whoops. Kap's Dagboek and Cape Diary. See, I am bilingual-ish. Okay, cheers and a wonderful afternoon of good music, starting off with Graham McCulloch on In the Mood. FMR.